诸佛菩萨，师父上人，各位法师，各位佛友，阿弥陀佛。我学士王清源，今天跟大家来解法缘。Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, World Master, The Masters, Dharma Friends, 阿弥陀佛。This is 清南王。以前我和我们大家研究过这个王善人的学说。这里边呢，它那里边有一个很关键的一个术语，叫三命。这三命呢，包括天命、宿命和阴命。这三命呢，它是用来识别和衡量一切思想、行为、这是非、善恶、真假的这个标准。它的具体的意思是什么呢？如果我们在社会上尽伦常的道德，培养德行，尽职责，立善功，这就是天命。如果呢，我们依着自己的习气、私欲心，去损人利己，做种种罪恶的行为，这就是叫阴命。在世间呢，这积累财富、学种种的技能，比如说科学啊、知识这种，追逐名利和地位呢，这种就属于宿命。这就是三命的定义。这里边呢，宿命是一个中枢。往上呢会增长你的天命，往下呢增加你的阴命。In the past, we have studied the teaching of Goodman Wang together. There is an important term called three ways of living, which include the heavenly way of living, the worldly way of living, and the negative way of living.These three of living can used as a standard to recognize the value of all of people's thoughts, conducts, and which is true, which is false. The detailed meaning of this like this. If one fulfills its duty or responsibility,in the family, in the society, nurture its virtue, and make a positive contribution. This associated with a heavenly way of living. If one follows his own personality, being selfish, get a benefit for himself at the cost of other people's interesting, or do evil deed, this is called a negative way of living.When one accumulates wealth in the society, learns the science and skills, and get the fame, profit, and gain the social power, this associated with the worldly way of living. Around the three ways of living, the worldly way of living is a transition point. If you do correctly, you can enhance your heavenly way of living.If you do in the wrong way, you enhance your negative way of living. 上边这个定义呢，是注重的世间的道德。如果我们在佛法上推广这个三命的这个解释呢，也不是很难。我举个例子给大家解释一下。比如说，有一个人在坐禅修禅定，他已经得到这个初禅了。那得到出禅以后呢，如果他再用功挖掘自己这个自信的潜力，这就是天命。如果他得到出禅以后，他觉得哎，我这已经很好了，我只要每天重复这个，我保持这个出禅的能力就好了。这种情况呢，他得少为如，自信的光明变化不大，这是宿命。如果说呢，他是觉得他有出禅了，他说我用这个，我开发一点神通啊，追求一些世间的利益啊，这样就会蒙蔽他自信的光明，这就是阴命。The above definition emphasizes on the virtue of worldly conducts. If we use the same idea in the Buddhism, in the Dharma transcending the world, it's actually it's pretty easy. Let me give you an example. If a person cut it really hard, practice Chan, and reach the first Dhyana,After this stage, he makes a further effort to explore his potential of the self nature. These are associated with the heavenly way of living. If he figured, oh, I made a certain achievement already, I should be satisfied with what I got, I just hold my ability. If his, the brightness of his self nature make doesn't make much difference, his practice is associated with the worldly way of living. If he pursue some power, use whatever he gets, the power of a chant to get the benefit of the social benefit, then his brightness of his self nature be covered. His practice is associated with a negative way of living. 现在呢，是一个大家都是末法时代了。那很多道德团体呢，他们如果想要真正保持能够帮助别人改邪气毛病的这种运作的话，可以说是非常困难的。大家可以说都在挣扎了。我们呢，大家生活在圣城，我们知道这个具体做起来真的是很困难。前不久我刚从北京回来，我发现也注意到很多类似的事情。所以今天呢，就想和大家用这个三命的观点来研究一下这个问题。这个三命呢，实际上也可以说是判断一个道德团体是不是变质的一个标准。This is the ending Dharma times. We know many moral groups supposed to help other people to change their habit to practice. However, it is very hard to maintain this ability. We live in the CTTB. We have the first-hand experience. We know that it is very hard task to do this. I just returned back from Beijing a while ago and noticed many similar incidents, related incidents. Today, I want to use the standard of the three ways of living to study the subject. These three ways of living actually also can help us to understand why certain moral group can go along the proper direction or some goes the wrong direction. 这有一个公案。这是1922年的时候呢，这王善人其实已经明道了20多年了。他在东三省呢创立了很多这个义务女子学校，可是始终没有教出明道的人。有的学校呢，却因为种种原因呢，还负债累累，压力很大。王善人呢，后来他到了这个辽南，就是辽宁南部的这一带，看这些女子义学，大家都很强调文学，对这个妇女的道德呀、行持啊，绝口不谈。在这种情形之下呢，他觉得当初我们办这个义学的这个最初的这种中宗旨是根本不可能实现了，他就决意脱离那个当时一个很大的女校叫淑贞女校，脱离那个范围，另外寻找一个地点亲自教导，一定要有人明道，这样子呢社会风气才能够转移。Here I have a story. In 1922, Goodman Wang had realized the way for more than 20 years. He set up many volunteer girls' schools in northeastern China. However, he failed to train any students realize the way. Many of schools run into very deep financial crisis. So he had a lot of pressure for this kind of business. In the southern part of Liaoning, Goodman Wang found all the schools, or girls' schools there, emphasize on the teaching literature, decoration, instead of the practice and worship of women. They are very, very reluctant to talk about this key subject. He realized if school going on this way, there is no chance for him to fulfill the initial vow of set up when he made when set up this school. So he decided looking for a new spot to gather students together, teach a student personally, make sure somebody realizes the way. In that way, they can transform the, convert the culture of the society. 所以他就选了两个地方，这两个地方相距不是很远，可以容纳一两百人。有人呢监督，负责监督助讲，有的人呢在两个地方来来往往。他集中讲的题目就是三戒、五行、四大戒。教室的规矩很严呢，整天也不许讲闲话。管理员呢虽然有的时候去做指挥，也只是用手去指示，不许召唤，不许出声。这学生呢一开始也不愿意听，有的结成一个小团体，把那个棉花球，用棉花球把耳朵塞住，表示反对。等到这个王善人出来一讲道的时候，他们说啊，又来摆老头阵了。可是没过多久，他慢慢这些人都化性了。这个王善人讲说，我经常讲要翻世界，究竟怎么翻呢？只是从心上下手，扫尽一切浮华，专心去求，自然能得到。那一年呢，我在做办讲习班的时候呢，学生都说我是摆老头阵。我说20天以后你们再看，你们要盖住锅，这个意思就是不许讲闲话。讲三戒的时候专讲三戒，别的什么话也不许说。不到20天，开性的人很多，哭的哭，叫的叫，真的都明道了。从那个时候起呢，王善人就知道，真的如果教育得法的话，就没有不可化的人了。以前他在别的地方讲习呢，只不过有些人有些化性，离这个开性还差一步。He selected the two spots that pretty close to each other. Total together can hold maybe 100 to 200 students. Some people supervise the student helping good men want to teach. Some people commute between each other.When they focus on the concept of the three realms, five elements, four great realms, they just focus on exclusively, nothing else. When they start a class, nobody allowed to say anything irrelevant. Even the teachers, when they make a direction to students, they just use their finger. They were not allowed to make any sound. Students were unhappy at the beginning.They use cartons plugged in their ears to protest against Goodman Wang. When Goodman Wang came out to give lecture, they said, oh, you set up a formation of old men again. However, very soon, the character be transformed. Goodman Wang said, I always say we want to convert the world. Where should we start? We should start from the heart of the people. Get rid of all unnecessary decoration.Fully focus on the great way, naturally you'll get it. In the 20 days, many people open up their characters. When they open up characters, some begin to cry, some begin to shout out. From that time, Goodman Wang realized if with the proper way of teaching, we can transform literally any person.In the past, he only had somebody transfer the character, not open up a character. Open up a character, the level is much higher than the previous one. 这王凤仪先生呢，这样教化这些弟子呢，实际上他是完全以大道为中心的。当时的还有另外的压力了，因为在当时他讲习的那一代的时候呢，当那个地方正在闹大股的土匪。王凤仪的儿子呢，看到他。爸召集这么多女生在那讲习，就很害怕，就跑去在学校大闹特闹，上堂就急着说王凤仪做的不对，把教鞭也敲碎了，喝了三壶水，就王凤仪在那如如不动啊。他等到他把这就看成好像割裂王割接身体一样，他说我一动也不动，正是割而不割啊。结果他儿子骂了几天呢，最后还是离开了。Goodman Wang was exclusive focus on the helping people realize the great way. Actually, in that situation, there was many dangers behind. in that area, the area he gave the lecture, there was a serious problem of bandit. His son realized the situation, was worried about his father. When so many girls gathering together, if bandits attack them, how can they control the situation? His son went to the school, make a lot of trouble. Told his father, "You're wrong." Then he smashed the teacher's pointer. After he gave a long, long talk, he drank 3 pots of water. Goodman Wang kept himself unmoved, kept himself silent. He described the situation be the same as the Buddha's encounter the king of Kalinga. The king of Kalinga sliced the body of the Buddha. Buddha was completely unmoved. After several days, Goodman Wang was unmoved. Then his son left. 从这个公案里边呢，我们至少知道两点了。如果不能够一个组织不能天命压倒宿命的话，这个组织就会变质。如果没有一个明道的人来领导呢，这个组织也会变质。最起初呢，他的义学呢只注重文学，对妇女道德绝口不谈呢，所以才背离了宗旨。这就是宿命压倒天命。等王善人要来改变这个状况的时候呢，也是很困难。他不仅要创造新的教学环境，教化校园，还有面对学员的误解、欠债的压力，甚至土匪袭击的风险。如果光有一个院里没有真有道德人来主持的话，这个义学还是没办法回到正路上。So from this story, we know at least two things. To run a moral group in the right direction,We should have the power of the heavenly way of living exceed that of the worldly way of living, and also have someone realize the way to guide the group. At the beginning, the schools only emphasize on literature. This means the worldly way of living exceed the power of the heavenly way of living. Mr. Goodman Wang tried to change the situation. He needed to do many things. He needed to create a new educational environment and facing the misunderstanding from his students and the pressure of the debt and even attack from bandits. So if we only have the vow to change, there is nobody who has the true virtue, then we still cannot be succeed.其实我们在圣城研究这种问题呢，我们有得天独厚的优势。怎么讲呢？因为我们这里边有各种各样的人，而且我们有具体运作这个道德团体的经验，不像外边的人，许多事情要靠想象。比如说，你要研究为什么宿命很容易压倒天命，我给你举个例子。比如说，我在这个学校，如果教中文课，我让学生背书，他们不一定高兴，我也比较辛苦，但是我督促下去呢，最后他们得到受益。这就是天命。如果呢，我拿几个 DVD 让大家来看电视剧，大家当时很高兴，我也可以偷懒，到最后他们一无所获。所以这个宿命天命对我来说呢，我内心承担的压力是完全不同的。We study this problem in the CTTB. People here have a special advantage. Why? Because here we can see all kinds of people. We have the practical experience of operating a group.Not like people outside, they need to rely on their imagination. For example, you ask why it's so easy to have the power of a worldly living way of living exceed that of a heavenly way of living. For example, if I teach in the high school, I ask my student to memorize a section of text. They are not happy. I need to force them to supervise them. Eventually, they gain the benefit.This is a heavenly way of living. On the other hand, if I just bring a DVD to the school, you know, let's say, let's watch a movie, they'll be happy. I can relax. Finally, they learn nothing. So, the heavenly way of living and the world way of living, I can feel a big difference in my heart, you know, with the pressure is very different. 等我们运作一个团体的时候呢，这个情形更妙了，因为你主持的人实际上要处理很多杂事，还要面对诸方的种种不同意见。有一个善的建议的时候呢，很容易被破坏，因为一个人有几个人一反对或不合作，这件事就不了了之了。可你要做成一件，真正做成一件天命相应的善举呢，这需要很多人互相配合才行。The way you consider the way of operating the group, the person in charge of group have to deal a lot of tedious things, and you have to face different opinions. When there is a good idea, a good suggestion, when it's very a good project, very, very easy to be ruined. When a few people against it or not collaborate, you cannot do anything. If you try to fulfill a goal associated with the heavenly way of living, you have to have the collaboration between the leader and the members. 这个王凤仪先生实际上他创立了近千所义学道德会这类组织，到临终的时候呢，他的许多组织都已经变质了。有一本书呢叫《王凤仪年谱与语录》，最后讲到他临终的时候呢，跟那个朱寻天讲说，当今的形势呢，这个已经完全背离了原来的办学的目的了。他告诉这个朱寻天要另辟蹊径，就另外找一条路，要建设道德新村。Actually, the Goodman Wang set up about a thousand virtuous groups. In the time he was almost passed away, many of his community or the organization went to the wrong direction. He talked with a person named Zhu Xuntian, tell him you should go to find a different way to teach the virtuous conduct. We should set up the new virtuous village to carry out the original idea of teaching. 所以从这个地方呢，我们看到那个天命压倒宿命，因命其实很难的了。那有的朋友呢问我说，那我们应该怎么办呢？实际上呢，这个有一段这个书上讲说，大学里边不是有几个条目吗？诚意、正心、修身、齐家、治国。这个王凤仪先生对普通人是不讲治国的，只讲前面这几个。这里边呢，可见这里有个因缘次第的问题，我们不能够脱离我们的本分谈这个修行、谈天命。 Some friend asked me, you know, if it's so hard to have the force of worldly heavenly way of living be dominant, what should we do? Actually, in the classic of Confucius book Great Learning, there is terms called be sincere in people's thought, to rectify people's heart, to cultivate people's persons, to regulate people's family, and to order well people's stays. When Goodman Wang taught on his disciples, for ordinary people, he never mentioned about how to order well people's state. From here, we will know the cultivation has this proper sequence. We cannot discover the virtue beyond our basic responsibility in the society. 说这个所谓的道德团体，它人是以人为本的了。我如果面对一个社会，如果大家有兴趣的话，可以看那个上人的93年的访台开示。上人对台湾社会各个阶层都有不同的开示，那也可以讲是说改变这个当时台湾这个命运的一个入手的方法。The so-called virtuous group, the fundamental elements there are people. There is a book published by CTTB. Its name is Talks of Dharma by Venerable Master Hua in 1993 while visiting Taiwan. Basically, Venerable Master gave the teacher to people of different social level in Taiwan. So that tells us a starting point to change the fortune of a country. 这道德团体的发展呢，还有一个重要的方面，就是这个骨干的成员是不是会退道心。这个上人在求学期间呢，参加了一个 李善劝诫烟酒会，当时有一个姓邵的，他那里担任职务，但是自己又去喝酒，大家劝他他也不听，结果上人就发了个愿，就说我先去劝他，如果他不听我就一头撞死，会用别的方法死在他面前，叫他知道悔过。结果上人跑去跟这个姓邵的一谈呢，这个人一看上人一片至诚啊，就说好好好，老爹我答应你。所以你知道当时这个人如果不改过的话，那个道德团一定威信扫地。可是当时如果不是上人出面，这个因命压倒天命的局面也很难扳回来。The one another important aspect for the development of a virtuous group is whether the members really have the vow to cultivate, whether withdraw their vow of practice. When Murdo Master was very young, he joined a community encouraging people not drinking or smoking. There was a person, his name was Shao. This person held a position in this community. However, this person began to drink wine himself. People tried to persuade him to change. He refused. World Master made a vow. He would go to ask this person to change. If that person refused, World Master would like to commit suicide in front of this person. Then World Master went to see this person, asked him to change. That person saw how serious World Master was. Then he agreed to change. From this story, we know if this person refused to change, that virtuous community will lose its credit in the society. On the other hand, it was not World Master came out. The negative way of living will exceed the power of heavenly way of living in that community. 这个世间人呢不是很明白，很多让人退心的这个业力其实很强啊。他们看了有些人修行，以为哦，这个人永远就会修行了。看有人退心，就说啊，认为所有的道德团体都在这退心。其实佛教里讲，这个要到第八地才能够三步退呢。上人以前讲过，一个开悟的和尚，他还引导这个弟子修行，但让弟子发一些错的愿呢。所以呢，没到第八地的人呢，还也不能保证不退。那个王善人呢，他有一个女弟子叫侯向林，也是开性的人。等这个弟子出嫁的时候，王善人对他讲说：“你以后呢，准备被世风所染，准迷啊！等到十年以后，我再来救你。”所以可见，这开性的人也会退转。这个问题呢，佛说的其实很清楚，叫依法不依人。末法时代呢，我们不要看有人退心就起大烦恼。另一方面呢，也不是一定要圣人才能把一个走偏的团体扳回的正路上。如果发心真的话，凡夫也会找到门道。这个王凤仪这个言行录里边有一个人叫王龙图，人称这个菊花三点头，大家把他的故事找出来读一下就会明白了。The world people, they didn't realize the karma force that people withdraw their motivation of cultivation is very strong. So some people begin to cultivate, they believe this person will cultivate forever. Then when they see somebody lost their motivation to cultivate, then people see, oh, the old virtuous group are not really cultivate. In Buddhism, only when somebody reaches eighth stage of Bodhisattva, they can have the power of not withdraw back. Ordinary people, you definitely will withdraw back, even you get enlightened. Mr. Wang also have the disciple. He opened up his character. Mr. Wang predicted he will become confused within 10 years. Then Mr. Wang will come to save him. So, we should don't be disturbed too much when we see somebody withdraw their motivation of cultivation. On the other hand, if we truly bring forth our mind, our common people also can help community go back to the right path. There is a story of a person's name Wang Longtu. He's a disciple of Wang Fengyi. So you can find his story in the book of Wang Fengyi. Then you'll understand what I'm talking about here. 阿弥陀佛。